The following program may contain music with lyrics or subject matter that is not suitable for all ages. Viewers, listener discretion is advised. Yo!
As we enter, come the critic upon the biggest adventure.
Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the initials?
QB Jamrock, the lyrical official. Send out the order, laws and the rituals.
Burn candles, say prayers, paint mirrors. It is truth, we big news, we hood heroes.
For us to anchor, we come to bunker. Man a bad man, we not play Willy Wonka.
And I got the guns,
I got the ganja.
And we can blaze it up on your block if you wanna. Or haze it up, stash spots in a Hummer. Or you can run up and get done up.
Or get something that you want none of. Unlimited amount to collect from us, direct from us, street intellectuals.
And I'm shrewd about decimals, and my man to speak patois, and I can speak rap star, y'all feel me, even if it's in Swahili, a body Ghani.
Missouri sana, switch up the language, I move to Ghana.
Salute and honor, real revolution rhymers,
rhythm piranhas,
like two Obamas.
Unfold the drum.
Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun, can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your Jews on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it.
Queens to Kingston, gunshot we use and govern the kingdom.
Rise up to Winston, I can see the fear up in your eyes. Realize you could die any instant.
Knocking at the sound of your voice when you must lose your life like mice in the kitchen.
Snitching, I can see him pissing on himself and he wetting up his thighs and he trying to resist it.
Switching, I can smell him digging up shit like a fly. Come around and keep persisting.
That's how you end up in the hit list.
In a bad man business,
no evidence.
Rhymes in fingerprintless,
flow effortless.
Casual like the weekend,
no pressure when
we comfy and decent.
Set this off beastin',
hunting season.
And frankly speaking,
word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun, can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your Jews on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it. Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun, can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your Jews on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Ambrose, and you know, we're out here today. We got trolled a little bit by the weather. It was snowing, but you know, we're heading into spring anyway, so it's going to warm up. So I'm trying not to get too hung up on the weather, but it is sort of that thing that's kind of dwelling on my mood a little bit, but who cares? As for right now, I'm having an amazing time because I am doing my show. And I hope you all are having an amazing time as well. The song that you just heard there was a song called As We Enter by Damian Marley and Nas. And it samples a song called Yegale Tezeda by Mulatu Astaki. Now, this was an Ethiopian jazz song from 1972 that was used as that sample for the Nas and Damian Marley song, As We Enter. I think it was a very, very cool, obscure sample that was used for this song, as We Enter came out in 2010, so there's a very large gap between when the original sample came out and when the song that sampled it was made. And speaking of this, that song was made in 2010, like I had just said, and that is going to be the theme for tonight's episode. I'm gonna show you some cool tracks from the 2010s that sample some obscure and crazy samples. So on our palette for today, we have some crazy songs by Immortal Technique, more by Nas, Gangstar, Farside, and a little bit more. I don't want to spoil the whole list, but those are some of the artists that you'll be hearing on tonight's episode. Now, if you don't already follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at the.sampleset or shoot me an email at thesampleset.umfm@gmail.com. And that is for if you ever want to send a request or let me know how the show is going in your opinion or just have any information you want to tell me in general. That is how you can reach me. Now, moving on from there, there's one ABBA song that was sampled and made into an Immortal Technique song that I think is very, very cool and also has a message within it that I support myself. And it's not only just a message, but it is actually a truth that when you really, really look at how the world is ran, it is ran like a business, and it is ran by businessmen and or businesswomen. So the message that Immortal Technique is trying to get across, as well as ABBA, is that the world itself is a business. Now, the ABBA song that is sampled for this Immortal Technique song is called Money, 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 and the song that it is sampled and turned into is a song called Rich Man's World by Immortal Technique. So stay tuned, as for this is the sample set. I'm gonna do what I do, but I'm gonna show you some cool songs in the process.
Get up and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business. And I have chosen you to preach this evangel.
For all my free market healthcare robbing, stock stealing, retirement fund fucking with niggas. Fuck you little credit card scamming, jewelry stealing, crack selling, liquor store robbing motherfuckers. Shout to the homies, Carnegie, OG, Willie Randolph Hearst, Baruch, Rockefeller, the real Rockefeller, my main bitch, Leona, part of little Louis XIII, Scott Rothstein, Jack Abramoff, hold your head, my Rothschild niggas, let's get this money. I spent my day peppering America overseas, pension for the workers, nigga please, embezzlement, etiquette, private settlement, I'm better with Confederate rhetoric from my mansion in Connecticut, foreclosed if it closed out the tenement, I twist words like a speech impediment, I hope you got good credit, bitch, if not, better get a new job with benefits, while I play golf with niggas and get cheddar with, new money buys brand new carrots, my old money bought your great grandparents, you got grills in your mouth, I ain't mad at ya. I own every gold mine in South Africa. Thanks, baby, you made me a billion. Plus, I own a building for each one of my children's children. That's the shit. Snort coke in the whip, Miss USA, sucking my dick. Yeah, what? Fuck the law, cause real jailers for suckers. I go to country club prison, you dumb motherfuckers. I am the 1% fucking bitches, yeah. You know my CEO, corporate steez, please. Overthrow governments overseas in a breeze. Politicians in my pockets for a few hundred G's. So if I'm ever in court, my assets are never freeze. I got a job and a house and a bank account. When I'm out, I doubt that's something you could say. And if not, then a fake death like Kenneth Lay. Make money every day the world burns on its axis. Why y'all struggling to pay taxes? I'm getting my money the fastest. Memos and faxes, shredded up documents. Slush funds through the corrupt continents. But they don't want me indicted, cause they don't want my dirty laundry aired when I fight it. Don't get my lawyers excited, cause what good is a law if you can't rewrite it? I got CIA traitors, dictators, so fuck y'all whistleblowers and haters. Shit! I'll invest money from Al-Qaeda in the bank, 9/11 widows go to later. Capitalism's who I pray to, fuck the state of the world. Money talks, so what the fuck I need to say to your girl? I don't pay them the fuck, I pay them the leave. You know my CEO, corporate steez, greed. I treat countries like the IMF, down on your knees. Real gangsters run the world, fuck what you believe. I cut down a forest while y'all niggas burning some trees. trees. I'll get your family murdered for a couple of G's. Cause your working class money ain't fucking with me. You think rappers are rich cause of songs you heard? My labels make some money and have it rap the fucking word. Yacht in the ocean coasting with the sails out. Hey America, thanks for the bailouts. I made off at the bank of Ambrosiano. Got away scot-free like El Vaticano. Activist, activist, get mad at me cause I'm a tax-free charity. 80% to the staff and company and 20% to the homeless and hungry. The country gotta pay the Fed Reserve. Kick back to the banksters, haven't you learned? You protest cops and patrols on the street, but I bought City Hall so I own the police. Email, Facebook, and the shit you tweet. All the phone companies, so I heard you speaking. My suggestion is no correction, no election. Sex with no affection, no invention to benefit the world. A man will exist till I got the money in my hand. World Bank, interest rate, damn rape on the spot. But I'm a gangster, you gon' take my money, like it or not, nigga. I got your country in my pocket, motherfucker. You know my CEO makes Sonic Steve's cheese. Only little people pay all these taxes and fees. Since you were born, we controlled what you watch and you read. And pretty soon we're gonna own the fucking air that you breathe. I take what I want, fucker, I don't have to say please. I convince you that it's good for you, take it and leave. You think presidents are the face of a nation? I put them all where they are. End of the conversation.
What's going on, everybody? We're back. That was A Rich Man's World by Immortal Technique, sampling Money, Money, Money by ABBA. So, there's a lot I have to say about that song. It's not something I can just sum up in a couple words. So first of all, if you haven't heard of Immortal Technique at all, I would say this song, Rich Man's World, or a song called Dance with the Devil, is a very, very good song to introduce yourself to him. He speaks about real topics, real things that happen, so it's not always for everybody, but if you're interested in that real stuff, that real live music, that real hip-hop philosophy, and those lyrics that just kind of hit you in your soul, I would really, really recommend listening to Immortal Technique. Not all of his songs are for everybody. There's some songs with some very explicit content, especially Dance with the Devil. But the best way I could describe him is he is the music slash rapper equivalent of watching a very graphic movie. Because usually in graphic movies, they're not for everybody, but you get a message in there that is true to life. Most times, anyway. Now, to touch on Immortal Technique's rapping style and his poetic style, in this song, Rich Man's World, he's rapping from the point of view of one of these rich world elites, of one of these rich men. So for anybody listening there thinking, wow, this guy is a rich guy and dictates the world, no, it's a poetic style of rap where you rap in the point of view of somebody else. And that's what Immortal Technique is very, very good at, and what he does in the song I mentioned earlier, Dance with the Devil. Now, one thing that's really, really funny and ironic with this song by Immortal Technique is it constantly gets removed from YouTube. It has to constantly be re-uploaded. And when you really think about what he's saying, of how these corporations and these very, very rich people control the world, what you hear, what you see, he made a song talking about this, and then it gets deleted from a platform which people watch things, which people get influence from. So the people, for example, at YouTube, who can monetize and control what you see, are controlling and taking down a video that is about taking down things and controlling things that you see, as well as other things that come with that sort of rich elite echelon of people. Now, to clear this up, not everybody who's rich and powerful and elite is a bad person, because that is also a conspiracy that the second people get a lot of money, they turn into awful people. Not everybody who is rich is like that, but Immortal Technique is shining light on the people who are like that, who do dictate some of the things that we see or experience in our world. Or in his words, shall I say, business. Now, Rich Man's World came out in 2011, so only 1 year after the song by Damian Marley and Nas that I played earlier. But it's crazy how, even though it came out in 2011, just shy of 10 years ago as it did come out in May, it holds a message within it that is timeless and can be applied from the beginning of time to now. So all in all, I think that was a great, great sampling of a song called Money, Money, Money by ABBA, as it takes a same sort of message but puts a different spin on it to create what I call a masterpiece. So a great flipping of the sample. But another song that I think flips an obscure sample like that very, very well and turns it into something a little bit better, a little bit different, is a song called Turn Me Up by Absol featuring Kendrick Lamar. There's some great lyrical content in there, as well as a very, very cool use of the sample, as it is generally just lifted from the original track. And what is that original track, you might ask? Well, you're listening to it right now. It's a song called Timeless by John Abercrombie, no pun intended, as I said timeless about Immortal Technique before. Now, this song that you're hearing, Timeless, came out in 1975, and Turn Me Up by Kendrick Lamar and Absol came out in 2015, so a 40-year difference from when these two songs were created, but they almost carry the same vibe, as one is sampling the vibe and turning it into something a little bit different. Right now in this song, Timeless by John Abercrombie, is sort of an ominous, sort of an eerie vibe, but with a slight shred of hope, with those guitars in the background panning around the right side of your ear. It almost sounds like something is awakening or something is lurking in the dark. But this vibe was enough for a producer named Tay Beast to turn it into something a little bit more upbeat, but carrying that same sort of vibe that you're feeling right now from this song. So to everybody listening, this is Turn Me Up by Absol, featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Make sure the level's tight, Ali. It's real tight. Check. Come now, soul brother number two, I'm the one now, sun up to sundown, still kicking that shit, put your gun down, I come in peace like a extraterrestrial being, eat me a meteor and walk across the moon bare feet, but don't nobody rhyme like this no more, call me the 2010 Rakim, I got soul, it's more store. Feel like a CBS over 24. Spent nights trying to overshadow my shadow, but niggas trying to block my light like a solar eclipse. I bring a knife to a fist fight, and when I cut a record, so when I cut the cheese, shit, you know what it is. No, Mr. Absolutely the most incredible at this. Yeah. So adjust your bass, your treble, and then.
Turn me up some.
Finna break this blunt down and burn me up, yeah. Let's sip on this Remy till it turn me up some. For me it's more difficult to be simple than it is to be complex. There's a lot of apartments. You niggas comedy, I'm laughing at you probably. We are not the same, there's no strand of monotony between you and I until we die. Revelation say you either fry or fly, and it's hard to find God when you ain't never seen him. It's pie in the sky and his body's on the cement. And I know you're looking at me like you don't speak English. I bring the heat like a phoenix, the sun under Phoenix sun. And I'm rooting for the Lakers when they play the Phoenix Suns. I ain't really into sports, that's just where I'm from. Long term too. And if it's in your possession, then follow the directions, my dude.
Turn me up some. Turn me up some.
Pop told me fuck the world, I'm about to come now. I've been a pro, but now I'm profound. Propane on poses, restraining from the doja. Imagine if I spoke, I'd probably come up with a quote so heavy you'll forget every album you heard from Hova. Or Tupacalypse, I'm a Hub City's novelist. Come and get your scholarship, I'm taking kids to school. A pool for the spit, dive in, I'm about to drool. You drown trying to backstroke on concepts that I wrote. I was a black sheep, but now I'm just a goat. And I'm about to heat low, married to the gang Joe. This is hip hop at its finest, where your finest in a ziplock to the wheels fall off. Fuck a pit stop or whatnot, where my teardrop, I murdered it. My potholes is turbulence, I'm in the sky with it. When you listening to Kendrick, just
turn me up some. Turn me up some.
but left the radio. Ill niggas, whack niggas, what's the ratio? It's the shit degrading or inspirational. I have you know I must have wrote about 1,000 rhymes, 1,000 times. I give you my word.
And I just gotta be up.
Word.
I just gotta be up.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck.
I just gotta be up.
Start
said
to
I gotta be. Yes, sir, I gotta be.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM. For all you tuning in now, or for anyone who's just tuned in the middle of that song, we're doing an episode today where I'm playing some obscure and cool sample-based songs that are from the 2010s that, again, use some cool and obscure samples. Now, that song you just heard there was a song called Turn Me Up by Absol featuring Kendrick Lamar, sampling a song called Timeless by John Abercrombie, ironically from John Abercrombie's album called Timeless as well. Now, it's a very obscure, sort of ominous, but also sort of chill styled sample that I think was flipped very, very well to create a very unique sounding beat and just a unique song overall. Now, there are some little Turn Me Up, some ad-libs in the background, and that is from a song that I actually played on the show as well a few episodes back called Turn Me Up Some by Busta Rhymes. So not only sampling Timeless by John Abercrombie, but Absol featuring Kendrick Lamar's song also samples Turn Me Up Some by Busta Rhymes. Now, two other songs that sample Timeless by John Abercrombie are Reunion by Slum Village that came out in 2004, as well as 12 by 88 Glam that came out in 2017. So it is a sample that has been used by some of the greats. There must just be something about that vibe that beatmakers can't take their ear off of. Now, a little bit of history on Absol before we move on. In his early life as a kid, he actually lived in Korea for 4 years as his father was a part of the military. But then he and his mom had moved back to California from Korea as his father and his mother had split up, unfortunately. But it was at the age of 12 where Absol realized he was really, really interested in music. As his family owned a record store, he would always be in there freestyling and all sorts of things, playing video games and basketball. It were two of his favorite activities, but he really, really liked freestyling. But like most musical artists, they didn't really take music seriously until a later time in life. As Absol was more of a scholarly kid, he had music more as a hobby, but he didn't start taking it seriously until he graduated high school. Now, I'm happy Absol stuck to his passion for music because he is a very, very great artist, and he has made some very, very music that has even influenced me throughout my life. So I'm very, very happy that he stuck to it, because if he didn't, the hip-hop community and the world on a whole would have missed out on some amazing, amazing tracks, such as Huey Knew Then, a song off of Absol's 2016 album, Do What You Wilt. Huey Knew Then is a song featuring Dash that talks about a lot of controversial stereotype issues with the black community, especially within the United States. Huey Knew Then by Absol samples three different songs, one of which being Norfolk Fog by Michael Bernhulk from 1974. It's more of a jazz blues sort of song, sampling that song all the way to songs like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song for certain vocal and lyrical hits within the song. But since I'm talking about it so much, I think why not show it to you all? So here is Huey Knew Then by Absol featuring Dash.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And if you roll another blunt and keep your mouth shut, I'll tell you how I became the wicked nigga they call your mindful.
Blackout. me when I raise my voice. I gotta shoot a fucking free throw to make my point. My wittiness leave them stuck in the wilderness. You'll need a backwood to roll to this joint. I'm Robin Hood and Robin Jeans, you follow me? Never mind, I'm tired of tight analogies. Still in pursuit of happiness in the midst of the madness, with middle fingers to bitches with badges that go boink. I'm on the fence with common sense. My logic is sound. 5 of the 90746. No shit, Sherlock. Reminder, behind Solo on a battlefront. Everybody behind Solo and they backing up. I just do my two step, let her back it up. Go on, back it up. Go on, back it up. Go on, back it up. You try snitching, I'm sliding in something moist. You annoy these women, I anoint these women. You stressing them, I schedule an appointment with them. They let me cut so much, I bring ointment, nigga. I'm lubricant slick, baby, I'm hornier than the brass section of the band, you understand? Pick your poison, it's your choice.
Hey, I'm just a youngin' from the mile.
Little homie from the hood.
Yeah, with a belt by Farrakhan.
Yeah, bitch, I look good.
Yeah, just doing what I wanna. This ain't marijuana. Please don't tell my mama I'm a
blackout, 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 blackout.
You telling white lies while I'm
blackout, 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 blackout.
Pick a white horse when I black.
I hope I'm in Obama's iPod. Before I had a desktop, I was looking for a shortcut to be an icon. But this time it's for the money, my nigga. Me and the Icky Bondon got itchy palms, and I just left Innits with a jar to intercom. I'ma act an ass and have a donkey dependent on. I'm winning no matter what the decision's dependent on. I'm sinister, picture a ticking bomb in the Pentagon. The typical shit I've been on, remember the pen is gone. Your pinnacle's penny pinching, I'm getting nickels for my thoughts. Like Slim Shady and Balmain jeans, difficult to say, I'm vision impaired, all I seen. I'm Yamagini High ASAP MOB. You're 16, it's pint size to me.
Hey, I'm just a youngin' from the mile.
Little homie from the hood.
Yeah, with a belt by Farrakhan.
Yeah, bitch, I look good.
Yeah, just doing what I wanna. This ain't marijuana. Please don't tell my mama I'm a
blackout, 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 blackout.
Telling white lies while I'm
blackout, 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 blackout.
Pick a white horse when I blackout,
blackout, blackout, blackout, blackout, blackout.
Spark the white lighter, then I
blackout, blackout.
Even white lives matter when I
blackout, blackout.
Bucket of black paint in front the White House, nigga.
Young, no shame, Kurt Cobain, bastard son with a gun and palm, money, pussy crime sitting on my mind. No emotion, orange bottles, how I deal with mine. Cracking bannies, only time a nigga cross the line. Wrong hand signs, return to function of Columbine. Yeah, so, B.O.B.'s top gunner, front runner. Never die, click, the thing you are not, brother. Polo Ralph Lauren is keeping the clock covered. Pouring medication by the brick, sipping oil like we're trying sick of shit. So, yeah, up is in the down, it's in the mix. Not a film, here's talking about a script. Living my days is a gamble, I guess that's the perks of the set. Bet, ain't nothing certain but dirt. That bitch wearing that skirt, so I guess that I'm flirting with death. Need the type of cash cow to get Trump whacked out. Here's the question you should ask: what's the soul without the dash? Never had an option I could back out. If it's about the cash, then I act out. Blackout,
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 blackout, blackout, blackout, blackout. So,
what's going on, everybody? That was Huey Knew Then by Absol featuring Dash, a song from 2015, sampling a song called Norfolk Fog by Michael Bernholke from 1974. Now, with the beat of Huey Knew Then, it quite literally lifts the sample with only a few small changes, such as certain stutters or certain loops of the original sample. Now, so that we're all on the same page here, I'm going to play that sample here for you, but I want to save it to just play it on its own here instead of fading into the track, just so that I could really show you how it is lifted onto the track. And I sort of did it in reverse. Instead of playing the sample first, I played the sampled track, but now after that track is played, I'm going to play the sample to again emphasize that it was lifted with only slight changes. So Norfolk Fog sounds a little something like this. Yes, so there you are. I usually talk about lifting on this show as a sampling method, so I hope that with hearing that song, you can compare it to the sampled track and really spot how there aren't too many differences. That original song, with the bass lines, even the pitch change, is all in the sampled song of Huey Knew Then by Absol featuring Dash. Now, there is another song that does a very, very good job at lifting. It is hip-hop, and it is from the 2010s, so it fits perfectly with the theme of tonight's show, and that song is called Adam and Eve by Nas. Now, Adam and Eve samples or lifts the intro of a song called Gold Yak by someone named Karush Yagamai. Now, Karush Yagamai is an Iranian folk singer, so an Iranian folk song was sampled to make a Nas track. So again, this checks off almost all the boxes of the criteria for tonight's episode, as it's using an obscure sample. That sample is being placed into hip-hop music, but not just any hip-hop music from the 2010s, as Adam and Eve by Nas is from 2018. Now, something that I extremely like about the song before I play it is that Nas is kind of taking that old school New York flow and applying it in 2018, which was not too long ago. So he's almost keeping that flow alive for the next generation of listeners to hear and auditorily observe. So you know what time it is. It's time to listen to this song, but you already know what I'm about to do. I don't even have to explain it. I'm gonna put a little spice on it. You already know what it is. So this is Adam and Eve by Nas with a little bit of spin from Ambrose Moncrief. This is the sample set on 101.5 UMFM. Like I said, Adam and Eve by Nas.
Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me cause I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win. I just go for it, it's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn who you can be, but you can learn who you are when you around family. Chip off the shoulders of soldiers on a grizzle. My granddaddy Mac Little married Danny Little. They passed down wisdom, blessings were given. Pray my sins don't get passed to my children. I made a killing. I'm alive like the morning star. Called Jordans for the price on stocks of what the Hornets are. I need evaluations, I'm savvy, y'all. Eating foie gras and caviar, listen.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve.
The ghosts of gangsters dance. Chinchilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger. Yeah, my language advanced. My cadence amazing. The voice triggers something. What is this conundrum? The cloud scurry, your spirit rumble, a boyish smile. Still puffed aloud, it's nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage narrative, every verse that I write. Burst light, brings awareness to my personal life. After my morning walk, Havana cigar, the ganja spark. See my doctor more sweating the sauna or the spa. Spend 50 large at the Bellagio. Spend 20 on a bad bitch, I hardly know. New girl every night, two girls was every other night. Sexual addiction, gangster tradition. They wanna fuck me, have me under their belt. Slightly offended, yeah that's how I felt, that's how it ended. I'm just good at existing, existing in my truth, as long as I enjoy the fruit, yeah.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
What come first, piece of the paper? Before I had a piece of paper, peace was in my favor. Before I sat to eat at a table, it had leeches and traitors. Cut the fat from the meat, extract the weak. Bon appetit, no bacon. Brothers is swine. It's so hard to trust them, cause my hustle is mine. It's evident they all the same. With gray hair, it still mean mugging. Gray hair's a wisdom, that means you seen something. Say something.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree, apple tree.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Adam and Eve by Nas sampling a song called Goal Yak by Karush Yagamai. Like I said, it's a very good example of lifting. As you heard, the intro of Goal Yak was sampled and then looped, kind of messed around with a little bit to create the overall beat of Adam and Eve. Now, with a song title like Adam and Eve, that kind of puts me on more of a biblical tone and reminds me of a song from the 2010s that actually samples a gospel song called I'm So Grateful by the Crowns of Glory that came out in 1976. Now, the song that sampled it, Three Kings by Rick Ross, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z, came out in 2012. Now, the name Three Kings has a biblical reference as it refers to sort of the three wise men, and this song takes a cool artistic spin on this, where it's about Rick Ross, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z, three rappers that rose up from the bottom, and now they are three kings in a sense. So it's a really, really cool song, also sort of touching on the backstory and history of these three rappers slash music producers and writers. So with the backstory out of the way, with that little intro for the song, I'm gonna play a little bit of the sample and then fade it into the real song here. So this is Three Kings by Rick Ross, Jay-Z, and Dr. Dre, sampling a song called I'm So Grateful by the Crowns of Glory. And remember, folks, you're listening to this live on 101.5 UMFM. This is The Sample Set.
When I hair long, you should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s to 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottoms. Great weed, nice homes, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Billy Coop, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Huh. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Can't be stepping on a nigga feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a Z thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, memes on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for we've knew. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your BDM. Screaming copy DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on drapes. Close the curtains, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Stunting to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, stunting to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, ring. Had a grill in 88. Y'all niggas is late. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young, it's just different.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Three Kings by Rick Ross featuring Jay-Z and Dr. Dre, a song from 2012 sampling a very amazing gospel sample from 1976. Now, I don't know if this is a coincidence, but it's kind of funny that I'm doing a song about 2010 sample-based hip-hop songs, and it turns out that most of the samples that are used are from the early 70s all the way to the mid to late 70s. Now, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but the human mind is meant to pick up on patterns, so I guess I'm just picking up on a pattern in this. Now, speaking of patterns, on a more intricate level that actually goes hand in hand with sample-based music, producing it, and also recognizing it. On the production side of things, there are certain patterns in certain songs that you look for that you know will create something that sounds good, as well as on the listener side of things, if you're a producer or if you aren't a producer, you'll be able to pick up on patterns of styles of samples that people use. Now, this coincides with our next topic, as there is one song that for the life of me, I cannot find the sample online or in any magazines or anything, but this sort of pattern-seeking part of my brain thinks that it has solved the problem, and I think I may have found the sample for a song by The Far Side called New You that doesn't have any sample information on it online. But now, before we jump into The Far Side song, I'm gonna give my little justification as to why I think this sample goes with the song. So firstly, for this episode, I was looking up some music in one of my playlists, and one song that I wanted to play was a song by Gangstar called Family and Loyalty. Now, this song came out in 2019. It was produced by DJ Premier, and it is also featuring J. Cole, so it was a perfect fit for this episode. I knew it was going to be a good song that would fit with the sort of theme that I was going for, but when I dug a little deeper on it and did some research, I found the sample. But the sample reminded me of a song called New You by The Far Side. So for me, the instinctive next step was to look up New You by Far Side on whosampledit.com as well as Genius to see which samples were used in this song. But sadly, I came to find out that on Genius, there was no sample listed, and the song New You by Far Side wasn't even on whosampledit.com. So next, I took to Reddit. No one had the information there. So with this one, I kind of want to go with my instincts here, and I will show my justification for where I think it is sampled. But first, I want to play the track that started this whole sample digging frenzy that I went on to find the sample of New You. And that song, like I said, is a song called Family and Loyalty by Gangstar featuring J. Cole and produced by DJ Premier. So here it is.
Like a freshly cut diamond. Like a freshly cut diamond. Diamonds are forever. forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut
diamond. Diamonds are forever like friends that'll kill for you. Went up in a jewelry store, burglary, steal for you. Bill with you, split the diamond in two, ice blue. Twice you try to disrespect our kinship, I don't like you. And now you X'd out the fam, but I'm cashing checks with Premier on his jam. Robin Leach, interviews on the beach. When we shake hands, nothing but ice on the reach. And I teach like the rap Reverend Ike, without the perm I preach. There's more you need to learn, I return for my streets. Gaining my wealth, training myself for corny confrontation with haters who be playing themselves. Diamonds, I like my world of rap. Your rhyming is like a world of crap. And a diamond is like a fly ass girl that's trapped.
And you can't be that with a bat.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Yeah, pick up the pen, write down the sins, cleanse, lay the shit down, play it for friends, make a few M's, then do it again. J. Cole, who'd have thought you would have been? Rhyming with ghosts, guru flows forever like a diamond at most. Could never afford the precious jewels, that's precisely why I'm blessing you. With clear cut messages, I'm destined to invest in urban sections where depression rules. I hope to heal the destitute before I leave this vestibule. Between the heavens and the seven circles where some dead homies maybe rest, I plan to resurrect a few. I press the truth against the neck of devils. Look at the youth just like a precious pebble, meant to be protected. Mentally we let this poison of Western philosophy make us sloppy. We forgot we are the chosen. From hip hop to astronomy, they copy what we showed them. Niggas be talking slick, but only try me over modems. In person they starstruck, they hearts flutter. I'm like the realest one you ever met. If you don't feel this one, give it a sec. Go live a little, let the years pass. Experience pain, watch the tears crash. Shown to the floor, hurt brings wisdom. Wisdom brings a whole nother sort of understanding. Diamonds only worth what we demand it. And niggas paying top dollar. Once upon a time I paid 100 for mine, now I'm a lot smarter.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. I rock diamonds that cut glass out of window panes. Ball head slick blazing tracks when the endos flame. Rocks that bling, rocks that make them jock my team. Rocks that shine, rocks that keep my hand on my nine. Rocks that blind, make the hard rocks drop dime. One of a kind, niggas best jet from the spot when I cock mine. Diamonds are like your man, you always call fam. Diamonds are like your grandma, you always call ma'am. Diamonds are like having the whole world in your hand. Diamonds are like the shows I rip with no band. Rocking your knot, stopping your plot. It's me, ballhead slick Duke, copping your block. For you it's only pain, for me it's only gain. Diamonds are like loyalty, iced out like royalty. Diamonds are like my wifey, so sweet the way she spoils me. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Just like that, we are back, and I believe now is the time to jump in to what I was talking about, that Far Side song, the whole sample, that whole fiasco that I was trying to explain before, Family and Loyalty by Gangstar. So Family and Loyalty samples a song by Larnell Harris called He Looked Beyond My Faults. It's a gospel soul song from, you guessed it, 1977. So I don't know what it is with this era, but there's a lot of samples from the 70s, but also with 90s music as well, they sampled a lot from the 70s. So it looks like the 70s is just a good era to get your samples. Now, the part that was sampled from He Looked Beyond My Faults was the very, very end of the song, and it goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure to all of you that listened to Gangstar's Family and Loyalty, you could hear how, again, like the last couple of songs on the show, that was more of the lifting technique. That song and that sample was very, very evident in the song by Gangstar. But the more and more I listened to both the sample and the song by Gangstar, I had this overwhelming sense of deja vu. But to me, it was a little something more, in the sense that with those piano parts, I felt like I really heard this before. And not just from the original sample, but I felt like I heard this in another song. And the exact part that I'm referencing is just this little piece right here. Because if you take those three little notes there and either chop them up on a sampler or speed them up to play at a faster tempo, it starts to sound like New You by The Far Side. So what I did there was I just chopped up all the notes more to the cadence of what New You by Far Side sounds like. So in my opinion, since there isn't a lot of information about the sample of New You by Far Side, I'm calling it here first. For the record, I think that it is sampling the song called He Looked Beyond My Faults by Larnell Harris. Now, just to give a quick comparison to the actual song with what I just chopped up, here is what I chopped up versus what the intro of New You sounds like. So with those three chops, pitched to a different tune, they sort of sound the same to me. Now, if you made it this far in the episode, let me know on my Instagram at the.sampleset if you think the same or if you think otherwise. But in my opinion, I'm going to stick with what I found, and I think, like I said earlier, New You samples the same song as Family and Loyalty by Gangstar, and that song is called He Looked Beyond My Faults by Larnell Harris. But with all this talk about New You by Far Side, as well as me even teasing the first little intro of it, it's only fair if I play it for you, so here is New You by The Far Side.
Could tell when she went to sleep, she still weep about a big bruh. Overdid it one day, decided to hit her. No booze, no drugs, no players, no thugs, no love, no hugs when she caught me. Found my stash in the coffee, call me from the payphone speaking real softly. That I broke in the seal of trust, on the way to her mama house on the bus. It was old for us, don't make a fuss, she said. As a tear shed explained that she felt misled. She couldn't take the pain if I was jailed or found dead, or if I went upside ahead. I tried to defend her, only happens to a few. How could I question after all she's been through? She said she felt bad, but it's nothing I can do. I thought I knew, I thought I knew.
I thought that I knew you better than that.
Never thought that he would lose it and do that. Always used to be in my house. Now I can't wait to smack the taste out his mouth. They say that money is the root of all evil, but not having money is the root of all evil. Chilling, talking, walking with my people, talking to walk about how shit gon' be. We gon' rock under any circumstances. When I'm on the microphone, you know we advancing. With or without ya, can't fuck with ya. We tryna forget ya, cause we tryna get richer.
I thought that I knew you better than that.
I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome back, everyone. That was "Knew You" by The Far Side, possibly sampling "He Looked Beyond My Faults" by Larnell Harris. Now, unfortunately, I am all out of news to share and all out of songs to play for you all, as we are nearing our 1 hour mark of the show. So to conclude this episode, what it was about was some of the bangers from the 2010s that were sample-based hip-hop songs that also used some cool and obscure samples. And at the end there, I played a song that does not have a lot of sample information online and put my prediction as to what that sample of that song could be. So I hope throughout this episode, you learned something new, your mind was opened up to a new philosophy, or you just had an overall good vibe listening to the music that I played. With that, I am your host, Ambrose Moncrief. Give me a shout at the.sampleset on Instagram, or send me an email at thesampleset.umfm@gmail.com. But to everybody listening now, to everybody who's made it to the end here, I hope you all had a great night, and I hope you all have a great day tomorrow. Peace! Peace.